Good morning, 809 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is Labor Day, but all of my people are willing to work on Labor Day. They do anyway, especially the sheriff. You know, law enforcement doesn't get to take off just because you get a holiday. Same for fire, you know, lifeguards, you know, people like that. The nurses all have to work, right? That's just the way that, because people don't stop getting cut and shot and bruised and broken bones just because it's, you know, Labor Day. So joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back. Sir, good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I did want to start with, I know you've been following this story. We had the, and you and I had talked about it before. This is the Sean Hollenbeck story where, you know, his daughter gets a ride share, goes to Pensacola, does some stuff, comes back. He winds up holding the ride share driver at gunpoint. And, you know, you guys, and the ride share then calls you guys. You guys charge him with assault and deadly weapon and also with kidnapping, both of which I thought were the correct charges. Then it goes to trial. The jury acquits him. And as I said the other day, this is an example of jury nullification. They can decide not to enforce on a particular case. It doesn't change the law. It doesn't set a precedent. I figure you want to talk about this. I also figured that maybe you can't talk about this, but you tell me. If you have a comment, this is a chance to make it.
Yeah, the one thing I will say is that I'm not really going to comment on it other than the fact that, you know, once he was arrested, he went to first appearance the next day, and the judge that reviewed the case saw the probable cause was there and held him on it. So it's not just that we came up with a charge and, you know, tried to enforce it. I mean, the judge agreed with us. So, but like you said, the juries get to pick.
Yeah, and, you know, it kind of reminds me of the story that involved the Escambia County Sheriff's Office where you had this murder prosecution, or actually a felony murder because he was the driver, and, you know, claiming that he had wanted his Miranda rights and his lawyer. And then, you know, we talked with Chip about this, and, you know, there's a long interview with lots of doing the right stuff, and it's a lot more complicated than it seems. But then you go through an exclusionary evidence hearing, and you go through this whole process, and they still had a trial after that process. And that's, you know, it's never one individual deputy. It's never one individual agency. There's a whole bunch of layers involved in this. And, you know, that should bring people some comfort that these things aren't just done by, you know, one person. And again, I know you probably can't comment, so I'll just kind of leave it at that. But it's, to me, that's reassuring. That's how our system is supposed to work. I did want to ask you a little bit about the school district in Santa Rosa. Had a couple of events, I think it was last week, where they were teaching people about child safety, online safety, threats in schools, because God knows, as you know, Santa Rosa has had, especially Gulf Breeze, has had a couple of these recently. You guys were involved in those? SROs were involved in those?
Yeah, our SROs do that pretty much on a daily basis as well. You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons they're in the schools to begin with, is to interact with the kids and, you know, teach them safety skills. And, you know, we have a pretty good relationship with our school board, and the SROs do a great job. I think we have 38 of them currently, and they do a great job. We have one in every single school in Santa Rosa County, public school in Santa Rosa County, and we're pretty proud of that.
No, it's very good. And I, you know, I was talking to, I think it was Lisa. I don't remember whether it was Lisa or Melanie, but anyway, had made the comment about having attended one of those. Oh my God, you know, horrifying, terrifying, and the stuff that kids are subject to and, you know, could become exposed to. Every parent thinks they know, but until you look at what the, you know, the authorities show you, even I, you know, as much as you and I talk and Chip and I talk and all this stuff, I still don't even have a sense of probably a tenth of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty scary. And the fact that, you know, kids are getting phones at earlier ages and, you know, they have access to the internet, and the internet is one scary place, let me tell you. And it's only getting worse with AI and things of that coming out. So it's somebody showed me a video of me the other day, and it was selling car insurance. And it was my press conference from that went viral, you know, that one time. And it was me, my voice, and it said, do you know that 80% of the people that are car insurance companies, you know, take your money and you don't have to give it? I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, I got nothing. So, and it sounded like me, and it was me at the press conference, and yeah, it's just crazy.
Wow. Yeah. The deep fake stuff. And, you know, my friend Bobby, who used to do the afternoon show and is still our program director here, he always says, yeah, so the thing about AI is right now is as bad as it's ever going to be. I mean, like, as inept and incompetent. It is only getting better and worse and more scary. That actually leads me to something I had wanted to talk with you about. We spent a lot of time talking with Jimmy Petronis about this just now, but you are law enforcement. I know you have opinions. This shooting that took place in Minneapolis, awful. I mean, just horrific. And it seems like we all want to find a way to blame. There may not be any easy solutions, but you just cannot, I think, cannot ignore the influence of social media, the ability to associate so easily with the four other people in the universe who are just as twisted as you are. And in fact, the algorithms will help you find each other. I mean, it'll help terrorists find each other. It'll help child pornographers find each other. And it'll help nihilists who want to shoot up a church school find each other, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and like you said, it's the four other people out of the 50 billion that are online. And they kind of congregate together and, you know, they talk to each other. And next thing you know, you have something like this happening. And you know, you're right. They're going to blame everything but what needs to be blamed. They're going to say, hey, it's guns. Got to get all the guns. And, you know, and that's not going to help. And, you know, like, you can't get guns in Japan, but they still have a knife attack on the subway that kills like 11 people. You're going to ban knives. Then next thing is baseball bats. You can't have baseball bats because, you know, that's the next tool used. So you can't blame that. You got to blame the mental issues. And this guy, boy, did he have some. You can tell. And it's not going to get any better until we address the root causes of it. And the internet, like you said, is just a horrific place. And until we get grips on that, and I don't know that we can now. I think it's so out of hand. I don't know that we can get a grip on the internet anymore.
Yeah. You know, we have, of course, you know, we have two problems. Problem number one is the technology itself is so aggressive. It's so metastasized right now that it's hard to figure out, you know, what can even be done. But also in America, we have this, you know, belief in freedom of expression and freedom of information. And, you know, every time the idea about controlling somebody's access to wicked ideas comes up, you know, our first impulse is, well, you can't do that. That's wrong. I mean, we may be in an existential discussion about whether the open society can survive modern technology. It's that concerning. I mean, I don't mean to exaggerate and be hyperbolic about it, but you guys deal with this every day. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, the thing that people say is, well, freedom of speech and blah, 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 and that's a great thing. But, you know, the internet, when it comes to freedom of speech, I think is a whole different thing because there's no repercussions. You can get on there and yell fire in a theater or whatever, and there's no repercussions. There's not a lot you can do to people if you can't identify them, especially on the dark web. The dark web's a whole nother animal, but you have to identify them to deal with them. And that's the most difficult part about the internet. So you got to find them and deal with them. And it's getting worse by the minute, like you said, with the AI and all this other stuff coming out. It's just, I don't know how we're going to handle it. I just know we have a unit that's pretty much all they do is internet stuff. And it's not 1/1000th of what we need to do to stop the problem. And it's a full-time job, and it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Bob Johnson is the sheriff for Santa Rosa County. Bob, as always, thank you so much for the time, especially on Labor Day, but I really appreciate it. And, you know, I hope we can find some better solutions going forward because, you know, step one is being concerned. Step two is realizing how serious the concern is. Solutions come later, at least I hope so. Sheriff, thank you so much for the time, and thanks for doing what you do to keep us safe. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, Andrew.
818 on News Radio 92.3, PJ's got traffic for you. PJ?
If you are headed to the beach for your Labor Day weekend, Perdido Key, Pensacola Beach, Navarre, all looking good at this time. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have a home improvement project, you know, whether it's something simple, you just need hammers and nails and screws and a screwdriver and a drill, okay, Pensacola Hardware has that. But what they also have, and they will have high quality. And I know that might sound silly. Everybody's, well, yeah. We all know that you shop based on price, but you may not always get a better value just because you get a lesser price. And Pensacola Hardware may not be the cheapest. They may not be. In fact, often they're not. But it's a question of in the long run. And what do you get for your less cost, right? Because sometimes you might actually pay more if you got to replace a thing four times. Or, you know, the cheap pans wear out faster. They sell some extraordinarily high quality cookware. right? It will, I mean, you'll be able to leave it to your grandkids. Like, that's the kind of stuff. And that's the point is, you know, they focus on quality. They focus on what's really going to solve your problem. They want to make sure that what you're going to use is going to really solve your problem. And they'll make sure you know how to use it. Like, it's just, it's the old time kind of quality and service and taking care of customers that has kept Pensacola Hardware doing this for, honestly, 174 years since 1851. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola and get their Yeti merch and get their cookware and get their grills. I mean, it's like all kinds of stuff. Go there. It's an amazing place right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Why don't you just kill him?
No, Scott, I have an even better idea. I'm going to place him in an easily escapable situation involving an overly elaborate and exotic death.
You're wondering why I'm at a shotgun. Auburn ran 13 plays under center all year last year. It is fourth down and one. Singleton in motion. Straight up the middle, Arnold is gone. Farewell. Jackson Arnold, touchdown.
Yeah, Auburn wins on Friday. We had a great weekend of football. A great weekend. Beats Baylor. I know they're neither of them is ranked, but, you know, hey, War Eagle, we'll take the win where we can get him. Just having a quarterback who can play and scramble. God, he's so fast. That's fantastic. Meanwhile, the tune-up game was supposed to be for Alabama playing FSU over the weekend, and FSU just demolished them.
Straight ahead.
Man, yes, it was. What was the final score there? 31-17, I think. FSU just knocked off Alabama. They rushed the field. They played the war chant. They had a good old time. It was good. And then last night, Notre Dame, I mean, all these good games. The Texas-OSU game was terrible. I mean, not because of the outcome. It's just boring. LSU, of course, you know, beats Clemson. That was a really good game. The Notre Dame game, it looked like it was going to be boring because Miami was so far ahead. But then they clawed and clawed and clawed and got their way back. And basically a field goal, you know, winds up winning it for Miami. And then you had that crazy play at the end. Notre Dame couldn't get their act together to get a playoff. But, man, that was just fun football last night.
Is the running back. He goes out in the pass pattern. He was open. Carden throw it to him. Wide open is Raritan behind the defense and run down inside the 15-yard line.
Man, that was pretty sweet. And even the Argos on Friday dominating Lenore Ryan. Argos ranked number 8. Lenore Ryan, based on which poll you look at, 14th or 17th. But just an unbelievable game. And I think my favorite play of the game was Marcus Stokes, who's our quarterback. He threw an interception. He said, how would that be your favorite play of the game? No, just listen.
Oh, fires that it's picked off. He had two receivers there, but threw between them. We got a flag down. The return is on to the left inside the 30. Really nice job.
It looks like Stokes made the tackle.
Yeah, big man.
May have forced the fumble, but I think the Lenore player was down.
No. Interception, so fumble. Marcus Stokes makes it happen.
The fumble and recovers his own interception.
Yep. He just won the Heisman.
For UWF, okay, they're up 24-0. He throws an interception, and then he tackles the, I guess, a corner. I don't know who caught it, but he tackles the guy with the interception, knocks the ball loose, and recovers it himself, the quarterback. That's why Jamie's like, he just won the Heisman. Probably not in D2, but we like the sentiment. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Joe. This is unbelievable. I lost my mouse.
Uh-oh. You put out a trap? Get some peanut butter?
Maybe. There we go.
You need a better mouse jiggler.
I'm telling you, I've got this screen the size of Alabama in front of me, and I'm getting a crick in my neck looking around trying to find the pointer. All right. Google being warned that by the Federal Trade Commission about playing political politics. FTC Chair Andrew Ferguson sent a letter to Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai late last week with reported concerns that Gmail's spam filters block Republican sent messages from reaching consumers but do not block similar messages sent by Democrats.
Oh my God.
Google says their spam filter criteria is applied equally to all senders regardless of political ideology.
Well, the CEO should know. What's his name?
Sundar Pichai.
If anybody can verify that all Sundars get what they're supposed to say. Go on. Sorry. I'll take the hit on that one. That's my fault.
You know, that wasn't as bad as
it's like, did you see the F dot on the signs yesterday? I guess it's been up there before, but they have a sign up that says for Labor Day, "We'll be blunt, don't drive high." So they've deployed high-tech dad jokes to stop smoking and driving. Go on, sir.
If anything will work, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson signing an executive order demanding President Trump stand down from his threat to deploy the National Guard to Chicago. The executive order says that Chicago police have to remain locally controlled and urges federal law enforcement to follow their city laws on policing. That would include banning federal agents from concealing their identities with masks. And Johnson said that he's received information the National Guard could arrive in Chicago as early as this Friday.
All right, David. Thanks so much for that. Is that it, sir? Or do you have a third one?
There is just one final thing, Andrew.
Yes, please.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot, otherwise known as my retirement strategy, is up to $1.1 billion. Of course, no grand prize winner over the weekend. So if I'm not here tomorrow, you know why.
All right. David, thanks so much for the update. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
First vehicle crash of the morning, I-10 eastbound right at mile marker 42. That is near the Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County border. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
The Santa Rosa, Okaloosa County border. You make it sound so official. That's great. By the way, this is a complete side note to everything, but I did not realize how weird the shape of, is it Holmes and Walton? I think it's Holmes and I think it's Walton. You drive in and out of those counties like four times on I-10. It's really, if you look at it on a map, it's a very weird shape to the, at least Holmes County, I know for sure. Washington, that's it. It's Holmes and Washington. I knew it wasn't Walton. Anyway, it's just, because we were having my wife and I were driving, and we were having a conversation about, well, what county are we in? And, it goes back and forth because of the shape of those counties. Anyway, super weird. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic at this. They sold, when the market was super hot, they were selling over 200, like approaching 250. The market has cooled a little bit, and so it's 175, 165 a year. Still pretty good. Still pretty good. That's, three, four every single week. That's just, that's an unbelievable pace of selling homes. And so they figure out how to stage it, how to photograph it, how to list it, what price, how to do an open house, how to make sure all the details are right, following it all the way through to closing, navigating problems, negotiating, every step of the process. I wish we could go back and buy our first house with Christina because, oh, my God. And it's not that she was terrible, but, she's not Charles Barkley, but she was not Christina, okay? And when you find somebody who is good like this, go with her. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. So my initial thought about this whole deploying the National Guard to Chicago into D.C., I did not support. Okay, it marginal, but at least it's a federal city. So, okay. But going into, you know, whether it's Chicago or some other city where the mayor there does not want you, the governing authorities do not want you, yeah, you really can't do that. That's not allowed. Unless there's a, you know, declared state of emergency or some, you know, really high exigent circumstance. And ongoing criminal problems in Chicago, I'm not sure that they qualify for that, especially since they're down from where they were maybe a year or two ago. But here's my thought. If you're J.B. Pritzker, okay, not the mayor, but of course the governor, and you see what happened in D.C., where even Muriel Bowser had to come out and say, man, this has really worked, why wouldn't you want it? The president is willing to help you create safety in a city that, even if it's better than it used to be, you would have to acknowledge is not where it should be. The president is willing to help. Why wouldn't you be eager to let him help? Like, what's wrong with you? That you've seen this work somewhere else. I can get you can object that he can't do it against your will, but why would you be against it?
Therese Crowley. Trump administration flights to reunite 700 unaccompanied migrant children with their families in Guatemala blocked by a federal judge, saying they're not getting enough due process. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch tells Fox.
Working with the Guatemalan government for over a month to identify children who were smuggled into this country away from their parents, who are now sitting in foster homes and orphanages around this country, to send them back to their parents.
President Trump with a Labor Day post calling Washington, D.C. a crime-free zone with a federal surge. And wow, Mayor Bowser has become very popular, telling Chicago, L.A., New York, and Baltimore, work with us and it can happen fast. Pope Leo met with a top LGBTQ advocate over inclusion in the church as the Vatican signals Pope Leo will continue the welcome. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 73 degrees, looking like a gorgeous Monday morning. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they're deploying extra security measures for youth football games again this year. That includes 7 mobile camera units that connect into the real-time crime center and extra deputies working at the games. As for the County Parks and Rec Department.
And there's no cost. The cost has already been borne by the Sheriff's Office itself.
That's Sheriff Chip Simmons there. Of course, the last incident of any violence at a youth sports game was back in 2022 when gunshots were fired between two groups. One person died, another was wounded. As of the last update, no arrests were made in that case. Pensacola police investigating after a shooting on Sunday on West Gadsden Street. Officers were in the area and did hear that gunfire. Then they received a shot spotter alert that gave them the exact location. Officers responded to the 800 block of West Gadsden. That's where they found one adult with a gunshot wound. Police say that person's injuries were not life-threatening. The victim was taken to the hospital, and so far, no word on suspects in that case. An investigation is ongoing. In the case, 33-year-old man facing drug trafficking charges after being arrested with 286 grams of fentanyl, Juwan George. He's been indicted by a federal grand jury. George faces several charges, including distribution of fentanyl and cocaine, as well as possession of firearms related to drug trafficking. And he's set to go to trial in October. If convicted, he could face a life sentence in prison. Investigators say they uncovered drugs and 6 firearms when they searched his business on Rock Island Place in Pensacola, and that was after 2 controlled purchases made with the help of a confidential informant. George claims that those drugs were planted in his business by law enforcement. Governor Ron DeSantis says he wants to see Florida's college football teams recognized for their success. The governor posting on X yesterday that four Florida schools should be in the top 25 when the new polls come out. University of Miami beat Notre Dame last night. Saturday, Florida State beat Alabama, and Florida beat Long Island. And Thursday, the University of South Florida beat Boise State. University of Central Florida beat Jacksonville State. Freedom of speech and equality are what they say are on the line in the battle over painted crosswalks. That's at least according to one woman during a protest in Miami Beach. There was a march over the state law ordering pavement art to be removed. State officials, though, say that is simply about safety. Senator Rick Scott joining those sending well wishes to Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, hurt in a car accident in New Hampshire over the weekend, suffered a broken thoracic vertebrae and also some arm and leg injuries, but he is expected to live. Senator Scott says he and his wife are asking Floridians to join them in praying for Giuliani to have a speedy recovery. It's 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
There is a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 42. That is near the Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County border. There also may be some debris in the roadway, so use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We do have a nice sunny day in store for you today with a high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 86. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Going into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 87. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 73, partly cloudy right now. Our next news at 9. And breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now. Of course, markets closed for Labor Day today. Stocks did fall Friday as investors took profits ahead of the long holiday weekend. Tech shares were extended for their recent losses as new inflation weighed on the broader market. Looking at the week ahead in the markets, the economic reports calendar is clear today in observance of Labor Day. Tuesday, we'll have the latest data on construction spending with auto sales and job openings Wednesday, ADP releasing their employment report Thursday, and analysts expecting the private sector added about 75,000 new jobs for August compared to 104,000 the month before. Well, Labor Day means some stores and restaurants are closed today. Banks and the post office closed, and so will most UPS, FedEx, and Amazon services. Costco will also be closed, with other major chains, including Club and Aldi, operating with shortened hours today. Consumer sentiment fell in August on worries about the economy. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month slipped about 6%. From July. Well, the markets are closed today, but crypto's always trading. Right now, Bitcoin up to 63 at 109,277. The rest of the crypto market, though, in the red. We've got Ethereum down 69, Solana down 450, Dogecoin down about a tenth of a cent, and XRP down 3 cents as well. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts, with Verus Health Partners. Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So it's Labor Day. So Meg, by the way, hi. Welcome.
Good morning.
We're all here.
I guess
radio,
someone
right?
told us that, forgot to tell her boss and said it was Labor Day.
Well, you know, every day but Christmas. That's our motto.
That's true. That's our motto. When we're here.
That's
Yay!
It. So in honor of the communist holiday, the union holiday. Anyway, whatever. Let's just talk about work for a second. What was your first job?
Oh,
Celebration
gosh.
Of Labor, 437-1620, 437-1620. Answer it however you will, and I don't know if you have fond memories, unfond memories, something you learned. You know, I am of the opinion that first and probably first few jobs are character-forming opportunities and chances
goodness.
To learn responsibility and how to take orders and get yelled at and mess up and get scolded, and, you know, by not your parents. Right? You know, by somebody who's not your parent. Because, you know, you've probably learned that real good with your parents. Okay, so PJ, what was your first? We had Jim Patronus on last hour.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I don't know if it was his first job. PJ, did you catch him saying it was his first job? It might have been his first job.
Maybe.
But just out of college or whatever, he got a job as a morning show co-host
oh.
for about 6 months.
Oh,
which
wow.
I didn't know that he was in radio ever, but it makes sense. He
That's
got a great
very
voice.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so PJ, what was your first job? Do you remember?
I worked at my grandpa's farm.
Grandpa's farm? Picking
yep.
what?
You know, mucking the stalls and doing
okay.
the bales of hay onto the escalator thing that takes it into the barn. And
wow.
Okay,
kind of
so this is a dairy farm or
dairy
horses
farm.
Dairy farm?
Yeah.
Okay, in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, makes sense. Mucking the nice. Learning all the terminology. Outstanding. And was it character forming in addition to, like, bicep forming?
I'd say.
Yeah. What, was it a whole year or just, like, in the summer?
Summer.
Just summer. Okay, yeah. Which is worse. Because it's brutally hot.
It
right?
was very hot.
So, yeah. Meg, what was your 437-1620, 437-1620? If you have to work like we do, you're listening. If you don't have to work, you can still weigh in, 437-1620. Meg?
Well, it makes me cringe a little bit now looking back on it, but I couldn't wait to my 12th birthday so I could babysit.
Oh.
And I babysat.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, babysat for, you ready? Hold on to your steering wheels. 50 cents an hour.
Nice.
50 cents an hour.
Are you still available at that rate?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. All right.
No,
just
I'm
checking.
Not. But then after that, my better job, my real first job, I would call it, was when I worked at Carowinds Amusement Park. I was one of the people that worked on the rides.
Okay, and you were a carny.
All the high school kids in Charlotte and that surrounding area all worked there, so it was a blast. And on Mondays, they closed the park, and they had a party for the employees every Monday.
Wow.
So they really catered to the you know, we were all teenagers and
this
stuff.
This is the, like, you know, One Crazy
Six
What
Flags.
Has Summer
it's just like
or,
Six Flags.
You know, Meatballs or any of the camp counselor kind of movies. All of it's the kids hanging out and
yes, it was
doing
definitely.
The job and barely keeping the other kids alive but having a good time at it.
And the people that were super supervising us with quotes for college.
Right,
people.
Right. The real adults.
The real
sure.
Adults.
Sure so, they were.
But I loved it. I worked there for like 3 summers and it was just great. It was a great first job because you had to follow the rules. You had uniforms. You had to clock in. You had to do all the stuff.
Right.
I don't know what we made. Probably $4 an hour there.
Well, that's, you know, people are texting me in what they made an hour now that you mentioned.
I couldn't help it. I mean, you know, but yeah it was not very much. But we worked and I went every day.
I don't remember what I made in my first job an hour. I mean, it was not much.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember. I it's been so long. I the only old income number that I remember is I was a waiter for a long time in college,
uh-huh.
and it was $2.02 an hour.
That I remember.
I was tipped wages.
I did that,
right?
Too.
And I think the regular wage was like $4.55 or $4.35 or something like that if you didn't get tips. You know, but as a waiter, you make a lot more than that, you know.
This is what's sad about it, is I would get so excited when it would be like 3.5 hours or something, and then they'd throw in that extra 50 cents to give me $4.
Nice.
I was like, the wow, big time. Thank you so much.
You could go buy 8 gallons of gas with that back
Saved
then.
Saved up all my money that summer to buy a tennis racket.
Oh, nice.
An aluminum tennis racket when they came out.
Replacing the wood.
Correct.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20.
Can you hear me?
I love it. So, you know, for me, I'll give you the first W-2 job that I ever had.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, my God. It was like, I think I was employed for 6 weeks at Burger King.
Mm.
And basically, I told them I needed the weekend off because my family was going to Michigan.
Right.
And we live in Chicago. And I showed up to get my paycheck. And they're like, why aren't you dressed for work? I'm like, because I got the weekend off. I didn't agree to that. So that was the end of that job. I went to Michigan and I found a job at Blockbuster Video, which turned out to be a great thing.
He had attitude even back then.
Yeah. But my first like income source before mowing lawns would have been my stepsister and I. We used to do all kinds of crackpot like businessy type things.
Mm-hmm.
We made pretzels, you know, big German pretzels.
Oh, wow.
And we went around door to door in the neighborhood and the townhomes and whatever. And I remember this. What was amazing is we managed to pre-sell them because we wanted them to be fresh delivered.
What, were you making phone calls? Because you didn't have a computer back then.
No, no. We walked around and we wrote down people's orders and we took their money.
Okay.
And then we came back a couple of hours later with the hot pretzels. And
like a Girl Scout.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow, yeah.
It was a way to make some money.
Sure.
And be entrepreneurial and whatever. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. All right, let's see.
Have you made any of those recently that you could bring in to us? Hint, hint.
You and John both, man. Always begging me for my food. Always trying to
talk about it all the time, and then we're starving.
No, actually, my son, Ethan, makes, because he's my sous chef for Men Who Cook.
Uh-huh.
He's the like pretzel wizard. He makes fantastic pretzels. I haven't made pretzels in decades.
PJ, would you eat a pretzel if he brought one in?
I would.
See there?
We got the whole week.
PJ's got traffic on the
five. He's here all week.
Well, it is a quiet start to your Labor Day weekend. No problems to report. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right. To the text line, 437-1620. Tell me your first job. And it might have been a split, like a W-2 job versus a regular, I don't know, an irregular job of some kind. But if you can remember how much you made, I'd be curious about that. Pitching watermelon south of Foley, John says. What does pitching watermelons mean?
Probably loading them from the field to the truck. Yeah.
Somebody else is going to catch them. In my mind, throwing watermelons is like a game you play at the family reunion where you greased up the watermelon and you're supposed to drop them.
No.
What's that?
Gallagher bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or smashing them with the hammer, Gallagher. You know, whatever. let's see. Carla says, my first job was to refill the pop machine at my grandparents' motel. My grandparents paid me in Snickers. I was 6.
Oh, how cute.
Nice.
I love it.
Oh, I do have to ask you. Did you pay taxes on your first babysitting money?
Do I need to confess that?
No, statute of limitations is way past. Same for me. I didn't pay taxes on selling the pretzels
or
the lawn
mowing.
I'm not
sure they'd be interested in my little 50 cents an hour. It wasn't much left if they taxed it.
Young lady, you'd be surprised what the federal government is interested in.
Well, true.
Let's see. Somebody here says a shop hand. Motorcycle shop. Shop hand. Okay, making $3 an hour. Wow.
There you go.
Max says, my first job was in summer of 75 between my junior and senior high school. Living in Hawaii. My dad was in the Navy. He and another Navy brat got a job at Dole Pineapple Cannery down on the midnight shift from 10:30 to 6:30 in the morning. We trim pineapple to factory. I cannot eat pineapple to this day because of it.
Oh no.
Get off work early sometimes. Our backs hurt just to go downtown and because our backs hurt and harass tourists by splashing water on the sidewalks with my car. Oh, vivid memories.
Wow.
I love it.
Still smell like pineapple. I could.
Oh, probably that stink is probably flashbacky stuff. Mm-mm. I bet. Okay, so I worked at the Olive Garden as a waiter for a long time.
Oh, did you?
In my brain, I can still 100% tell you exactly what an Olive Garden shirt or apron smells like after you get off your shift.
Oh,
that's
yes.
burned into my scent memory for sure. It's not the same as what, you know, the restaurant smells like.
I worked in an Italian restaurant in New York, and the clothes just never was the same. It was never the same.
Not appetizing.
Garlic.
Let's see. Cutting grass was the first paying job. Fire company stock clerk. I don't know what that means. At the A&P grocery. Okay. Let's see. Somebody is, in summer I was 15. I was hand cleaning porta potties at the local Oh, at the local two-letter porta potty place at the back of the neighborhood. Water hose, a pair of yellow rubber dish gloves, a toilet scrub brush, and a scotch pad, and a 5-gallon bucket of bleach water. I got paid something like $40 a week cash, which was probably pretty good.
Gosh, but talk about what your clothes would smell like.
Well, gosh. You know, dirty jobs pay well.
Well, yeah.
Are they worth
it? Back then, $40 a week was great.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see, somebody else, 437-1620. What was your first job? How much did it pay? Paper route.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's
course.
First job. He always talked about how much he learned running a paper route. And nowadays, like, paper routes are, well, nowadays they're not much business, but it used to be they were kind of big business and the adults did them, so the kids couldn't do them anymore. And that's kind of a loss for the kids. They got displaced by, you know, cars and drivers. Another paper route. Fourth to sixth grade, the Gatesburg Register, mail.
Wow.
Monday through Saturday, $10 a week, even in the freezing winters. Great job, great responsibility. Get up early. I mean, all those things.
$10 a week, though.
That's a lot.
No, not if you're getting up at the crack of dawn.
I mean, back then.
In rain, sleet, and snow.
This is probably not 10 years ago.
No.
Let's see. Bailey's Farmer's Market, 15 years old in 1998. Then Joe Paddy's. Frank Paddy was terrifying when he got mad.
Oh, I bet.
You know, you need a good scary boss or two in your life. That's a little good thing to teach you some, you know, honesty, humility, teach you how to be scared of people. It's all right. First paid job, U.S. Army enlisting, 1964, Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Pay, not much, but we had free exercise. Free exercise, food, housing, clothing, health care, free rifle time, and coordinated marching lessons. See, it's a hobby. Somebody here says, Amir says, my first job was at Arby's. Made $3.25 an hour. Was so excited to get a raise of 10 cents.
There you go. I'm with you, Amir.
Worked there through high school. Oh, man. We can all, many of us can relate. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Labor Day. There you go. Thinking about your early childhood working memories. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things you can do there is not just buy a car. You can sell a car. I mean, if you think about it, if 300 are on the lot at any moment and they sell several, you know, about half their inventory every month, that means that they have to replenish. They have to replace 150 to 200 cars every month. So if you've got a car you're looking to sell, take it to them and see what, you know, especially if it's the kind of car that we always talk about. It's a couple years young. It's got, you know, 20 or 40,000 miles, that vicinity. It's in good shape. We're not talking about a trade-in, you know, something that's old and just about on its last legs. That's not what they sell. But a car that they will sell, they'll buy from you. In order to sell it, if you want to get a little bit better price, it takes about 15 minutes. You want to get a better price, they'll consignment sell it for you. No big deal. It might take them a little longer to sell it, but, you know, maybe you get a better price for it. Or, you know, you can go meet, you know, Jim Bob at the Walmart and hope that everything works out on Facebook Marketplace. I mean, you know, it does happen. But if you want it a little bit easier than that, Frontier Motors, they'll take your cars. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number? Where customer service is a chatbot and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few if any fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Join the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30. They'll be talking about their upcoming fundraiser, Rock for Vets, as well as other initiatives they support. The Rock for Vets fundraiser is September 13th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida by tuning in Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Too blind to see the love of my heart. Why leave me alone? I'm falling apart. No good on my heart.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Meg is up next with Pep Talk. She's sitting in here doing the... I tell you, Meg, you've been doing this with us now for almost a year. Put her mic on for a second. There you go.
Almost a year, can you believe it?
I know. Happy anniversary.
Well, not quite yet, but this, thank you. Okay. I appreciate
happy
it.
Happy pre-anniversary.
Yes. Pre-anniversary.
Anniversary Eve, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
And I will tell you, having you on the frivolous topic is a pleasure. So,
Andrew.
Really. We have long been, but we are especially very male-centric on the radio station.
You kidding? Have you
I
ever
know,
noticed
right?
that?
and, you know, that's one of the reasons I love it when, you know, everyone's talking about Candy's in as producer, mm-hmm. or if I can get you on the... I think we benefit from having female voices, obviously. So anyway, you contribute a lot to the frivolous topics. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also, it's Labor Day, so please text her during pep talk, because she's going to feel lonely. I don't want her to feel lonely.
I got Malcolm coming
all in.
I've got
herself.
Dr. Gibbons coming in. I'm going to be okay today.
All right.
But please text. Don't
yeah,
you,
do. Please text.
But thank you for saying that. It's been a pleasure to be here on the morning show for sure.
Let's see. Seafood Festival is coming up. That is still a couple of weeks away. Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 28th. Headliners include Mark Broussard, 90s country cover band Mustache, and on Sunday, Corey Smith. So all kinds of stuff there, including Gulf to Table in Fountain Park. Find more about that event coming up later on this month at newsradio923.com. And Bands on the Beach. Bands on the Beach is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Gulfside Pavilion, every single Tuesday, put on by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and Cat Country, our sister station.
This week is going to be the Lads, too.
Is this the last
the
one?
The British Invasion Band. No, I said the Lads.
Oh, the Lads.
It goes for a while.
They're
but the
British Invasion Band.
They're going to be perfect tonight, tomorrow night.
I will say this. I don't go to Bands on the Beach frequently. I mean, probably just a couple of times ever. But it is a party.
It's
an
so fun.
Absolute party. If you've never been, it's one of those kind of go at least one time and see for
you
yourself.
You should, especially right now because it's all locals now.
Yeah.
So everybody comes out from Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. It's really fun.
I mean, what, 1,000 people?
No, not that many.
500 to 1,000?
No.
It's 500 at least.
A couple 200, maybe.
In the
couple?
Height of the summer,
okay.
maybe. But
all right. It's if you ever went to evenings in Olsonville Square, then we used to have that, and that went away. I mean,
it's not so crowded. The way it's set up, it's not so crowded that you feel cramped and crowded.
No, that's
like,
fair.
Yeah, it's like you don't really notice that there are a lot of people because everybody's in their lounge chairs and dancing, and it's just great.
And Meg used to work at the Island Authority, so she was very
Pensacola Beach Chamber.
Okay, so anyway, fair enough.
I love the Island Authority.
Fair enough. Twin sisters of entities.
There you go. There you go. That's fair.
PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Okay. Highway 90 is clear from Milton to Pace. 9 Mile currently accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Earlier today, we had an interview with Greg McWhorter, and we'll play more of this tomorrow. I mean, I'm not going to play it now, but had him on. Dear friend, he's the former two-time boss of the Blues. We have him on every beach show, and we do comment. He tells us the Blue Angel stuff. Retired captain in the Navy. And this completely surprised me. The Navy has now stopped requiring that you do a carrier landing before you get your Wings of Gold. Now, they'll do carrier landings after, but a variety of factors has led them to make this decision that you don't actually land on a real aircraft carrier and do your carrier quals before you get your wings. And I, Task and Purpose had a really good article about this, they actually talked to Sterling Gillum. Sterls, who is himself a retired captain. He is the head of the Naval Aviation Museum. And just my first reaction was I was just floored because it just seems like it seems like such a terrible decision because that is such a key component of, you know, who they are and what they do. And you've got to be able to do this thing. But the more I read about it and the more I thought about it and the arguments that they make, for example, one of the things that they want to be able to do is the T-45 is getting replaced. That's the Goshawk. That's the big loud jet that you see flying around, training the backseaters mostly at NAS Pensacola. But, you know, the propeller is the T-6 Texan. The jet is the T-45 Goshawk. That one is going to be replaced. We don't know yet with. That one is made to handle carrier landings. The intense, strong, I mean, if you ever pay attention to the structural durability, what they need in order to make a carrier landing. I mean, think about what has to happen. I've seen some of these videos of the old F-18 testing, the F-14 testing, you know, like dropping an F-14 and watching it just bounce and be safe. That's expensive to make. So part of the argument is that if they can not have to do T-45s onto the carrier, I guess, then they can make one that's not as sturdy, which will be cheaper. That's one element. Another element is this magic carpet, which is a system of technology that's designed to almost help land the plane on the carrier for you. And most of the time, that's going to work well. But as Greg mentioned, you know, well, what happens when it doesn't, right? And by the way, I don't want to make him sound like he was totally averse to this. I think he had a lot of questions and, you know, he's not sure. He's got a lot of questions. The other thing that they were talking about is that there's new technology with simulators. And so you can actually do a lot of the carrier qualifications and do it via simulator. And simulators are very, very good these days, making it not as necessary to get out to the carrier to do it. So, and still they will after they get their wings, of course. But I don't know. It seems like a major transition point for the Navy. And, you know, I'm always cautious about having too strong of a sentiment about some of these things as a, you know, non-member of the military. But consider myself among the civilians fairly well informed about this stuff. And I have questions, too. But that's kind of, in my opinion, for us here in Pensacola, that's big news.
Do in Chicago what he did in Washington. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump posted on Truth Social, crime is totally out of control in Chicago, while D.C. is crime-free after his crackdown that includes National Guard troops. He also wrote this morning, quote,